Afropreneurs, welcome to another episode of the Afropreneur Show. My name is Blessing Abeng, and with me here is the wonderful...
Uwemakwan.
Well, today we have a very amazing conversation that we would love you to be part of. So this week we got an email from a beautiful listener, Stella, and she was talking about women empowerment. So we decided to discuss it, and we'll be posting her article, the article she sent us on the website. Please read it. It would really help. It's really insightful. But we also wanted to share our own opinion about the topic. So, what are we going to be discussing today in our own way?
Are women entrepreneurs encouraged in Africa? That's it. As simple as it sounds, it's actually a very, very complex topic. Because we have people that feel strongly about this. There are people that feel that women are not given ample opportunities. And there are also people that feel that women are not taking the opportunities that are actually given them. So, Blessing, where do we start?
I wanted to throw the question back at you. Are women encouraged in Africa as entrepreneurs?
I think culturally, women are put on the back foot. Our culture, the African culture encourages that the man is the head of the house, fine. But it also relegates the woman to the background. So what the woman only does is to take care of the family, be concerned about cooking food, and not being involved in breadwinning, in quotes.
In my opinion, no, I don't see it that way. I know, yes, a lot of times we get to that point where we feel like African culture puts the woman down. But I feel like women are the kingmakers, while men are the kings. So somehow women have the upper hand. I mean, I cook your food. I can as well poison it and kill you. I can give you things that... No. I'm sorry. Yeah,
how does that tie into entrepreneurship?
I'm not trying to sound dark, but I'm saying that women actually have the upper hand. You practically dictate how the money is spent. You know where the money is going to. Back in the days, I know women used to have stalls, shop to sell one or two things to be able to support the family. Mm-hmm. They don't probably take the highest... they don't take the highest... what's that thing called now? They're not the forerunners, but they're the ones pushing the forerunners. So we tell them the forerunners cannot really stand. I must say that women have one of the most... women are given opportunities. Let's put it that way. Women are given a lot of opportunities. A lot of seed fund givers that I've come across recently, venture capitalists, opportunities and grants. All of that, grants, they often give this extra preference for women that, okay, this percentage of women would be selected this time. And there is always that love for women. So women are actually reconsidered. They are considered more than even the men. I feel like men are even getting cheated in this current world.
Another part of my cultural point is that more men are trained to go into business, take over their father's, you know, business. But the women are always relegated to push back into the kitchen. Go and cook food. Go and watch your mother cook.
Women have been trained all their life to be business people.
How?
First, you know how to pacify. You're always the middleman. You know how to talk to this person, to calm that person down, to say, you know, children always run to their mothers and say, mommy, I want to collect this from daddy, but blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. So you've always been taught how to be the middleman. You've always been taught how to put what you want to say out there.
Mm-hmm.
So communication should not be an issue. And communication is one of the vital things
in
entrepreneurship. Taking care of your customers should not be an issue because your customers are very important. Partitioning resources for the business should not be an issue because that's what you've done all your life culturally. Like, I'm using your cultural stuff to combat what you're saying right now. I feel like we women are just too busy looking at the negative sides where we feel like we've been relegated to the back, carrying plaques, screaming feminism. Meanwhile, we can actually just do what we need to do. I'm going to call Condoleezza Rice. I'm going to call Oprah Winfrey. They had their struggles. Yes. I'm going to call their names because, yes, they had their struggles. True. But they still existed in a time when women were not giving so much. People did not really even care about women.
But
and they still made
it
worse.
But part of the things they faced back then, people still face it now. More preference is given to the man. I'll give you an example. We go out to eat, and guess who the bill is brought to? The man. Mm-hmm. Everybody expects the man to do it.
Very true.
You have contracts, you have jobs, and... you ideally, or they ideally will give it to a man than a woman because you feel the man is stronger, is a stronger sex, is more
I
competent.
I understand where you're coming from. But then again, if you put yourself out there as a woman to show your capabilities, to tell us that I can do this, people would begin to respect you as an authority in that. I mean, I would rather give a man my hair to make. And women are supposed to be better skilled at this. But somehow, whenever the opposite gender takes what the other gender should be doing, they put in the extra effort to do it better. Have you heard of nannies?
Yeah, I've heard. I serviced my car there last week.
Okay.
By the way, we're going to put up her profile on our website.
And you should really look her up, rather. She's an amazing person. She's into cars.
Yeah, servicing mechanic, of cars.
Well, that is, mechanic work is generally for men now.
And you by know, the way, she's the sole Uber, I don't know what's the word now, we maintainer. That's just wrong.
But yes, she does the car analysis before they can be certified as Uber transporters. Yes, so I think she's really doing a good job. And naturally, people will say being a mechanic is a man's job. But yes, she's actually taking mechanics into the next level.
She has changed the game in terms of servicing your car. So basically, this is how the process works. When you bring your car, without even paying any amount of money, she takes the car for a drive, she inspects it, she takes pictures.
Full analysis.
And does a full analysis of your car and tells you, this is what is wrong, this is what's wrong, this is what we can do for the car, this, and then gives you a bill. Typically, no other mechanic does this.
I actually even love how they prioritize it and tell you, okay, this is what's most important. So in case you don't have enough money to do everything at once, these are the things you must focus on. So there is that extra that they are offering. And that makes me, in fact, you get free car wash I mean, that's amazing. Car wash may not look like much, but I feel for you to have gone the extra mile to analyze my car, to have competent hands to do everything car, I can do it there. Mm-hmm. And because I just drop my car and be comfortable than in a week.
By the way, she sells drinks too.
Yeah, while you're waiting. So I really think nannies is one of the women that inspire me to believe that there are enough opportunities.
Oh,
women
have to just Engineer Udua.
Yes, that's her name actually.
So another point for women not being encouraged in Africa is usually investors and men and people alike are afraid that women are going to not being able to balance their family and the business. So, and you know that the family is really important to some women. So we usually will feel that the woman will focus more on the family than the business, and the business will suffer. So you're afraid to invest, or you're afraid to do business with such people or such women.
This is one of the reasons why I feel like feminism people sometimes have a point. Men and women are supposed to take care of the children. It's not supposed to be just the woman's job. Like, yes, it's primarily her work because of what the culture says, but it should be both our jobs. You should not just come and drop money on somebody's lap and say, take care of the kids. So if you are interested in making our family and our love work, you should be able to help me. So we can cook together. It would not hurt for the man to cook. At that point, when we begin to see that it is shared responsibility to actually take care of the family, it shouldn't become a bother that the woman is trying to balance her family with her business. Nanny, I'm so sorry I'm bringing Nanny up again, but Nanny and her husband take care of her business.
Yes.
And together, they still take care of the family. So yes, what are we complaining about here? So my point is, if you want to do something, do it. If you can't, do it. As an entrepreneur, don't look at your gender. Don't let your gender limit you. Don't let what the culture or the society is saying limit you. You can. Simple. You can. As in, no matter who you are, no matter what you are, and whether you can read, you can hear, you can speak, no matter what you do. I saw a one-legged man a couple of days back doing conductor work. That mm-hmm. same day, I saw a Hausa man frying akara.
Which is, in Nigeria, it's almost impossible to see.
In Nigeria, it doesn't happen often. I saw a woman riding keke. And she was really flooring the men. People were even more happy to jump into her. And I know, yes, these are a bit different from what we're naturally used to. But you just have to believe that you can. And for some reason, people would give you preferential treatments because they are more interested in what you have to offer.
And it's not just believing that you can. You need to start doing. Being a social media activist and being an activist that screams women empowerment, women struggle, and not doing anything about it will not get you anywhere, will not get us anywhere. Because at the end of the day, the fate of the African continent actually rests on the women.
I believe
that it rests on the women. So women,
you're more powerful than you think, for real.
No, I'm powerful.
Everybody is powerful. It's not a gender specific thing. You're as powerful as you plan to be powerful. So if you stand up today and do what you have to do the right way that you are supposed to do it, with enough research and enough activities to back you up, you will. You would conquer. Nobody will even be thinking of your gender when they're giving you jobs. Just the number of men that brought their cars to nannies the other day. It was so amazing. It was beautiful.
If you are good at what you do, people will patronize you eventually.
Irrespective of your gender. So stop feeling oppressed. Stop feeling depressed. You can do it. Simple.
Yes, there are obstacles. There are actually obstacles to doing business in Africa, and it affects everybody. And because you're a woman and you experience more of those challenges, you need to dig in and push ahead, because once people see what you can do and can and people can put a value on what you do, trust me, there's no going back. People will patronize you, people will love your services, people will sell you to other people.
And if you feel that as a woman it's not going to be enough for you to just do what normal men do and get away with it, then put in something extra that would make people leave the men and come to you. It may be challenging, yes, but you can do it. That's my selling point. That's all I believe in. You can do it. Don't let anybody tell you what you can or you can't do.
I know a lot of you have opinions about this. You can tweet at us, The Afropreneur. You can also comment on our website, and you can find us on Facebook. Just search for The Afropreneur.
Send us an email to questions@theafropreneur.net. We'll be willing to listen. Drop your comments or your suggestions or your thoughts about this topic in the comment box. And if you have any other topic you would like us to discuss, you can send it to our email address again.
questions@theafropreneur.net.
Thank you, Stella, for this beautiful topic you gave us to talk about. We're so happy. I know a lot of women have been worried about something like this, but they've not had anywhere to probably hear this from.
And thank you to all the women that wake up every morning, they get up and they go and they make things
happen. We're proud of you. Don't stop doing. And don't let anybody tell you what you can or cannot do, because you can.
Goodbye.
Have a lovely week. You've got to say, you've got to save it. You've got to say, you've got to say, you've got to save it.